Einstein, a name synonymous with genius, and with good reason. Albert Einstein created the theory of relativity that underpins our current understanding of physics. The Princeton professor's letter to President Roosevelt in 1939 about advancements in releasing huge amounts of energy through nuclear fission led to the development of the atomic bomb and the production of nuclear energy. He is without a doubt one of the greatest scientists of all time, known not only for his prodigious intelligence, but also for his ability to imagine what others couldn't. Presumably, if any great person in history has answers for the biggest problems facing our planet today, especially ones related to the production of clean energy, it would be Albert. He crossed over in 1955, but we spoke with him about nuclear fusion as a possible source of clean energy, and about other topics of great importance. And we're going to share with you what he told us in this, the second episode of the Channeled Messages of Hope podcast. We are Silicon Valley entrepreneurs who partnered with a gifted psychic medium to fulfill a mission given to us by a council of souls on the other side of the veil. It's a mission to share with you what people like Nikola Tesla, Gandhi, and St. Francis can tell us to help heal our planet and ourselves. They are no longer with us in body, but they are very much with us in spirit and aware of the enormous challenges we are facing. At the Council's direction, we started by asking questions about their highest priority, global warming and climate change, and moved on to subjects related to self-care, the afterlife, and many other fascinating topics. You can hear it all in the audiobook Channeled Messages of Hope by Carolyn Thomas, available at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. I'm John Thomas, and today we are going to return to the question we left off with in the last episode. Who would you ask if you were given the opportunity like we had to talk with anyone in history about fixing our problems? If you were me, an engineer and Silicon Valley CEO fascinated with technology, you'd seek out someone with knowledge about clean energy tech. Someone known as one of the smartest men of all time, Albert Einstein. And in the course of doing that, you'd find out that one of the smartest women of all time deserves credit as co-author of the theories that made Albert famous. That woman is his first wife, Mileva Marich. During our conversation, Albert told us that Mileva, also a physicist and the second female graduate of the Polytechnic Institute in Zurich, Switzerland, where they attended together, collaborated on the early major physics papers that eventually made Albert world famous. Mileva's contributions are debated among historians, with some saying she merely kept house so Albert could focus on his work. But the two of them tell a very different story. Here's a clip of when Albert brought up Mileva in our conversation with him, after we asked him if he could recommend anyone we should speak to about the same topics we spoke with him about.
I feel that Mileva Einstein.
Oh, Mileva, your first wife.
She was a scientist, and she was very vocal with me about her theories and ideas. And being a woman, she was not considered valid in her ideas. And she is someone that has a unique perspective and someone that it might be of interest to speak with and to hear her ideas, her perspective. And also, she is extremely gifted. And the reason why she was not in my place is because she was a woman and a mother and a wife, and that was her role at that time.
We followed up on Albert's suggestion and arranged a session to speak with Mileva. It's worth noting here that we couldn't just pick up the phone to reach her on the other side. And even through our gifted psychic channeler, we still needed the council's blessing. This is their project, after all. There's a picture in the public's mind that souls on the other side are just waiting around for something to do, but they are actually busy living their own lives. Souls like Albert and Mileva wouldn't necessarily respond to our request to connect with them, unless, well, you know what they say, you've got to know someone who can make introductions. So here's a clip of Mileva speaking through our channeler about her contributions to the world-changing work that only Albert got credit for.
Yes, we co-authored the paper on relativity. We co-authored the papers that were filed at the same time. We worked together, collaborated together. Being a woman, I was thought to have less credibility with my name on the papers, and that I would not be taken seriously, and the papers would not be taken seriously. And I wanted to help Albert at that time to make a name for himself and to advance in his career. And so, yes, my name was left off for that reason, but only for that reason. We were always a team. But being a woman, I was mother, I was wife, I was housekeeper. But in the evenings, we would work together and I would check the mathematics. And that is one way that we collaborated together, but we were always a team.
One of the things we learned from the souls we interviewed is that their lives on Earth are a starting point for their lives on the other side. They often spoke of things they needed to work on to better themselves, things about themselves that got exposed during their existence on Earth. One such example is Ronald Reagan. He told us that he is working on being a more authentic person, because in his life as an actor and a president, he wasn't so authentic. He was playing a role. In a moment of personal candor, Albert shared with us that his experience with Maleva and their ongoing relationship on the other side is teaching him about forgiveness and acceptance. Here's how Albert said it.
She is part of my lesson to learn. She is someone that I betrayed and someone that I am trying to learn to... It's a bit personal, but I am trying to learn to be more accepting of women and people of different races and people that are not like me.
A son that Albert had with Maleva, named Edward, suffered from a serious mental illness, schizophrenia. After their divorce in 1919, and as Albert's fame grew, Maleva cared for Edward. And as part of their divorce settlement, Albert signed over rights to any future Nobel Prize winnings to her. 3 years later, he won the Nobel Prize in Physics. Maleva is now focused on helping people with mental illness, guiding them as they begin their journey into the afterlife, and helping them to orient to their new existence. It's a message we heard from other souls about how their lives on Earth shape their existence in the next life. It seems to give them a purpose. Author Samuel Clemens, for instance, told us that his experience with gun violence while on Earth gives him the unique ability to relate to people who die as victims of gun violence. He is there after they cross over to help them, if they so desire. Then Maleva dropped a revelation on us that she is simultaneously alive in spirit and alive in body on Earth right now. She is reincarnated as a male psychotherapist. Go figure. She understands global warming from both perspectives. And here's what she told us after we asked her about the global warming and climate change summary that we read at the beginning of our session with her and with each of the 19 souls we interviewed. You can hear it in Chapter 1 of our audiobook.
I am in a unique situation because I am living a life on Earth and also in spirit. So I am experiencing this as a individual on Earth, and I am seeing this from my perspective as well in spirit. It is very depressing, I have to tell you, what you said in your summary. And I don't want to tell you my name. I am living in India as a psychotherapist at this time, but we'll just say the name will be David.
So now, the soul known as Maleva is two people. Actually, it's more than that. Maleva says she has incarnated more than 100 times on Earth. And Albert said he is planning to incarnate again in the near future. Our book is full of these nuggets about what the afterlife is like and how reincarnation works. And we might devote a future episode to that topic. Clean energy production is the topic we most wanted to explore with Albert and Mileva, two of history's great physicists. They both told us that nuclear fusion technology is our biggest hope for a clean energy source to replace fossil fuels. This new technology is still in its infancy. I think that's how Albert said it. And the current nuclear technology, the old-fashioned fission technology, is still quite hazardous. They also said that it is absolutely imperative that humanity develop fusion technology as quickly as possible. First, here's a clip where Mileva gives her vision of a future on Earth where nuclear fusion is our main power source.
Yes, it is feasible to create this completely clean energy, a nuclear clean energy. Yes, it is being worked on. No, it is not ready. And it is something that I feel maybe could be 8 to 10 years away, could be more. But I feel that it is something that is on the precipice of happening. Time happens much more slowly on Earth than it does where I am from. And it is, to me, happening very soon. But to you, it seems a very long time. But I can tell you that it is going to work. It is going to be our future.
And now here's Albert telling us what he sees coming for the future of clean energy.
Nuclear energy right now is on the precipice of creating a new way to release energy that is not radioactive. Nuclear fission has been established, but nuclear fusion is still being established. You receive more energy from fusion than is put into the act of fusion. So if you have two hydrogen atoms that become one, they can become helium, which is non-radioactive, releasing energy. That is what scientists are working on. It may be, in your timeline, a very long time, but it will accelerate the damage being renewed and repaired. And this is something that I am working very closely with scientists, physicists on this project, and I feel that on your timeline, we are looking at possibly 25 years of putting this into a reality, but once it is into a reality, it will be able to address this damage at an accelerated rate. I do feel it is highly paramount and necessary for reversing climate change. There will be healthy problems. There will be. I mean, these are problems about a new industry, fairly new to us at this time. And there will be problems with longevity. There will be problems with just basic management. But it will be such a long stride toward correcting the fossil fuel emissions that are in our air at this time, that it is something we must move forward with, but it has to be something that all can utilize.
Our conversation with Albert also covered topics related to electric vehicles and battery storage. Time and again, we heard from him and others that collaborations to advance these technologies are happening between our side and the other side. In fact, Albert collaborates with his friend Nikola Tesla. Both of them told us that they collaborate with people alive today on Earth who are receptive to their messages. It paints a picture of two sides of the veil that are very closely connected. Dr. George Ritchie is a pioneer in the field of near-death studies. He came to the same realization about this collaboration between the two sides of the veil after his near-death experience in 1943 showed him people on the other side working hand in hand with those on this side who share their interests and passions. It's since been confirmed in hundreds of near-death experience cases, some of them published in medical and scientific journals. We are happy to confirm this information through our interviews. Nikola Tesla told us he can even communicate with us in our dreams, and we'll be sure to tell you more about it in a future episode we plan to dedicate to him. Mr. Einstein told us that people on the other side can send ideas and inspirations to people on this side who can do something good with it. He apparently got some of his revolutionary ideas about physics from Isaac Newton, who played the role of guide for him. Now he's doing it for others, and in this clip he explains how it works.
Some ideas are collaborated. There are several of us that collaborate on ideas, and to me, very simple way of projecting these ideas into those who are on Earth at this time, who can physically manifest these ideas. And that is truly through telepathic thoughts. This is truly through transferring our thoughts to them. Ideas come from all types of inspiration, but we are one of the sources where ideas come from.
Another really important idea to emerge from our conversations with the other side is that we, the human beings alive right now, can tune in with our brethren on the other side who can help us in our work and our lives. If you are a physicist working on clean energy technology, or maybe just a student wanting to better understand the theory of relativity, art is available. Maleva is available. If you want to know more about spirituality, you can reach out to St. Francis. Or Charles Keeling, the acclaimed climate scientist, is actively collaborating with today's climate scientists, including with his son Ralph. The connection is through personal resonance, and the best advice we can give is to approach it with an open heart and mind, and just reach out. Just ask for their help. They are happy to guide you from the other side. We are not alone, even if it might seem that way sometimes. The other side is working alongside us and is deeply invested in our success. They want to help us, all of us, heal, and they want to protect and honor Mother Earth. And, hey, when they reincarnate again, they want to have a planet to come back to. It's actually in their interest to help us to transition away from fossil fuels, to develop clean energy sources, to clean up this planet. What Albert and Maleva told us rewrites the history books, and it paints a very different picture of what life is like on the other side. That's a subject for future episodes, as we explore the knowledge and information that emerged from our conversations with these great souls. Right now, we'd like to offer you parting messages from Maleva and Albert. First, here's Maleva's message of hope.
The message of hope I have is that if you love someone, tell them you love them, even if it seems frightening or it's not the way you communicate. Tell them you love them, because that heals the soul more than anything.
Albert's message is that it's possible to meet the challenges of global warming and climate change. And his message for us, the creators of this podcast, the audiobook, and the boots on the ground for the council, is to not worry about convincing anyone that we really did talk with this scientific genius and his soulmate Maleva. It's been a concern of mine. I mean, I do realize how far out this all sounds. And I'm often asked how I know that we actually talked with these souls on the other side. And my answer is in part, just listen to what they told us. It's astounding. Anyway, here's Albert.
You know, I have mixed feelings. The people that believe what is possible are waiting for this. Those that do not believe, well, I don't know how to explain it, except that you are in the energy of proving. But that is not the right energy for this particular project. This project will reach many people. It will gain word of mouth. But private energy is not necessary for this. There are so many people that believe, and those people are anxiously waiting for this type of information.
Albert told us that word of mouth is how people are going to find our podcast. That's where we need you. Help us spread the word about these messages of hope. And join us next week for another message. Who would you like to hear from? We're thinking Dr. Wayne Dyer, or maybe St. Francis. Check our social feeds. We might run a poll on this week before we start production. We appreciate you listening and for joining us for this journey. I'm John Thomas. We'll see you next week.